This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
We have in the studio our next guest.
Yes, so, we have Roslyn Helper, who is the director and CEO of Next Wave Festival. Hi, Roslyn.
Good afternoon.
How are you going?
Very well, thank you.
Obviously, we're going to talk about Next Wave, which is on from mid to late May. It's nice to talk about a festival that's happening in Melbourne. But before that, we like to have a bit of a background on you and all the artists that come in here and talk about how did you either get started with Next Wave or as a artist?
Yes, sure. What would you like to know?
Well, give us your story.
How did you get to where you are now, basically? What's your background and your story?
Yeah, so I started in the role at Next Wave about 18 months ago. I moved down to Melbourne from Sydney.
Okay.
Previously to this role, I was directing another arts festival called Underbelly Arts Festival, which kind of operates on a similar model, working with young artists, commissioning new work, presenting it in a festival.
And where was that?
That was in Sydney.
Right.
Yeah.
So I worked there for about 2 years, and that was probably the direct stepping stone.
So, but how? What was the step before that? You know, like, did you study? What did you study?
It's been a meandering path. I studied actually journalism and political science at Sydney University for my undergrad, and then I moved overseas and studied political art as a master's degree at New York University. So,
whoa! How good was that?
It was wild. Yeah, it actually changed my life, I would say.
Fantastic.
How long did that take?
It was 2 years.
Yeah.
And I think what it gave me was a vocabulary for thinking about the relationship between art and politics that I hadn't yet found in my communities and conversations in Sydney. I think in one sense, you know, they're a little bit ahead of the curve in terms of what's coming out academically.
Oh, sure.
And so that stuff takes a little while, less and less, but to filter through to the conversations we're having here.
How did you find out about the course?
Yeah, that was going to be my question.
Yeah.
I was, well, a couple of things. So I was born to an American father and a Greek Cypriot mother.
Nice mix.
Yeah. I've been to New York quite a lot because
okay.
my dad lives in New York. So he'd kind of seeded the idea of me studying there throughout high school, and I had it in the back of my mind, and I was actually looking at a different course that was about art and technology, which I'm also really interested in as an artist in a separate practice. So I was looking at another course about interactive telecommunications, and then I stumbled across this one, and I thought it just really sparked in me an interest, and I thought it was something I'd like to pursue and something that I was thinking about really in my undergrad. I was always having very artistic responses to kind of media and political theory, and really interested in how those things intersected.
So is it a practical course, or is it theoretical, or is it both?
It was both. It
wow.
was a combination of theory and practice. So, you know, we read all of our Marxist theory and all of our social theory and looked at kind of relational aesthetics and artistic practice that's based on conversation and based on and aligned with different political movements throughout history. The other thing, amazing thing about the course was that it was very international. So we had students there. I made very good friends with students from everywhere, from Iran and Pakistan to Taiwan and Brazil, right across the world. So I had a really beautiful insight into lots of different perspectives, not just a kind of Western canon of the relationship between art and politics.
Wow.
And so that really informed a lot of the thinking that I have brought with me back to the work I'm doing now.
Yeah. Amazing.
So you came back to Sydney and you worked for, what was it called again?
Underbelly. I mean, look, there have been lots of tangents. I studied journalism and politics, and then I did this master's, and then I worked in Indigenous advocacy for a while for a literary organisation, and have always been organising my own events.
I don't think seem old enough in Sydney to have done all this stuff.
In Sydney, as you know, as I'm sure you know, but space is quite limited in the city, and so if you want things to happen in the independent sphere of your friends, you have to kind of just make it happen yourself. That doesn't seem to be quite the same level of institutional support at that independent level in Sydney, so it was really just a lot of self-organising and responding to what friends wanted to be doing and just running stuff out of warehouses and living rooms for a while, and then I suppose gradually making those links to get paid to do the jobs that I was doing for free for many years.
Wow.
Do you still make work?
Yes, I do. I am squeezing it in.
What sort?
I make performance work. My dad is a theatre director and my mum was an English teacher, so I've always been surrounded by words, and I think that it's taken a long time for me to realise that it was inevitable that I was going to make work about words.
You tried to find it, but they got you.
So I deal a lot with new technologies. I look at the way we generate language on social media particularly, and through different apps, looking at text prediction and most recently artificial intelligence, and generating kind of often stitching together verbatim text or generating new text with those applications and then performing it to try and understand how the politics of that text changes the meaning and how we communicate and how we,
And actually, well, we're talking to Rosalind Helfer here. We'll be back shortly to talk a bit more about how you got into the next wave. But here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
If you're thinking of getting daytime blinds, hold your horses.
A blind only works when it's down, which means your room is dark, looks smaller, and you have no view.
Happy Tint is your clear alternative to daytime blinds.
Hi, I'm Rick from Happy Tint, and this is what our customers say. My room feels bigger. I feel private and safe. It lets the garden in. Colour, movement and depth comes into my room. My room's cooler.
Don't get blinds, get Happy Tint. Visit happytint.com.au.
Joy's sponsor.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine, and we're talking to Rosalind Helfer, who is the director and CEO of the Next Wave Festival. And we're just getting a bit of information about how Rosalind started off in
fascinating field
of work and the studies in New York, which was very fascinating.
So how did you end up in Melbourne?
So I applied for this job to be the director of Next Wave. It's kind of a bigger role than the one I was in before, and I was kind of pressured by friends to apply. It was something that I was unsure about, to be honest, about taking on, because it's a really massive role.
So did you know about Next Wave in
Sydney? Yeah, I'd actually been an artist in the 2018 festival with a play that I wrote, and so I'd been kind of aware of it and been to a few festivals over the years, and it really is a kind of beacon in the Australian landscape, especially for young artists and emerging artists making new work, and it's kind of the most exciting place, I think, to see that work. And so it definitely was an exciting prospect to be able to move it forward. But I was fortunate enough to get the job, and I moved straight down and got stuck into it.
Brilliant. So tell people that don't know, what is the Next Wave Festival?
So Next Wave, the festival it happens every 2 years.
Yep.
It happens for around 2 to 3 weeks in Melbourne. And what we do is commission new work by emerging artists from across the country. That happens through a national call out at the beginning of the cycle. And then we work with the selected artists over 12 months.
Now this is a part that I love, because it's not just a festival where you put, an artist puts on an event. They actually work with peers to actually set the whole thing up. Explain a little bit more on that.
I think that's kind of the most beautiful part about Next Wave is that we work really closely with our artists for 12 months. We provide seed funding. We provide them with a producer. We conduct lab intensives where they all come together for a week at various points throughout the year to learn about creative and professional practice. And we kind of guide them through the whole process up until delivery. I think it's a really critical point in an artist's career when they're making ambitious work to have that support, and it's something that's increasingly rare in Australia to have that. So,
And that financial support as well.
Yeah, that's right. So we really recognise that, and the demand for the program is sadly vastly greater than what we can cater to, but it also makes for a highly competitive process, and it means that the work we do produce is really, really exciting and outstanding.
Okay, so it was announced this last week. What are some of the shows that are coming?
Yeah, so this year we've actually given the festival a framework or a theme, which hasn't happened for the last few festivals. But back in 2019, when we went out with the call out, we thought, you know, we were kind of looking at what is happening in the independent scene, what artists are making work about, what they're thinking about. And we're in a really particular moment, I think, where artists are stepping in to really consider what we need to do in the social and political sphere and how art can help us kind of make the world a better place. So we kind of thought, well, what would happen if we got artists to form a government, and what would happen if we invited artists to kind of set an agenda for change?
This is so right up your alley.
It's right up me. I can see it all coming. At the time, it feels random, and then you're like, "Oh no, wait! This started about 10 years ago."
Hold on.
This is all about
That's
you
right.
here.
Well, it's all about it's actually all about artists across Australia and what it is they are trying to achieve with their work, and how we incite public discourse around the work that artists are making. So, we sent that invitation out, and the responses that we got back were phenomenal. And so, the program that we released 18 months later, which was last Thursday, was kind of the culmination of the 12 months or the 18 months of supporting our artists. And so, the festival is titled A Government of Artists. The projects that we've commissioned, so we've commissioned 28 new works by artists from across the country. They're all really dealing with different issues and themes, and I think what we're trying to achieve in this program is allowing audiences to understand how art connects beyond the art itself and back into the real world. And artists are kind of doing by showing. It's not a utopian exercise. It's a real kind of we're showing these are the ideas and these are the propositions for how we can be together. So they're looking at, there's a lot of work about the environment, there's a lot of work about First Nation sovereignty, there's a lot of work about different cultural identities and what it means to be living in contemporary Australia. And it's across all art forms, so we have dance, theatre, music, visual art, and kind of everything in between, public interventions. There'll be a program of parties and dinners and things like that that really kind of round out the festival as well.
Mm. Now,
amazing.
Well, sorry?
I said amazing.
Absolutely amazing. Now, we will get some of the artists in closer to when it all starts.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah. So, so thank you today for coming in, and it's lovely to meet you. Is it just this one festival you're doing, or you?
So this is my first festival. It will remain to be seen.
Right.
Often the director will take on a two years,
yep.
4 year cycle.
Yep.
But I'm just taking it a day at a time. It's just an absolute joy to have been able to release this into the world this week. So.
Absolutely. And if you want more information, what's the website?
Yes, please head to nextwave.org.au. You'll find all the information about the artists and the projects and where to see them.
And when does it start?
So it's from the 15th to the 31st of May.
Okay, brilliant. And lovely to meet you, and
thanks,
so
Rosalind.
Excited
Thank
about
you.
The festival.
I look forward to seeing you there.
Yes.
Thanks, Rosalind. You're here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.